time is somewhat limited and restricted, so we need to move on. It's already 3:30. This afternoon we have three panelists who will be focusing on the theme that was raised at the plenary. And so the first panelist will be John Paul Mugyeso, and he has a slightly changed his title, so we'll ask him to begin. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Well, I think I should give some background to why I changed my topic, or at least why I prepared this presentation. And I'm actually not very interested, I am interested in jurisprudence and its relationship to the law, at least law in general. Now, all this arose why I chose the idea of public reason that comes from Rawls and customary law, is because in 2011 I taught customary law, and one of the things that came out through that teaching was that the principle of equality in our constitution is very much, as was said in previous presentations, is very much a radical principle that changes all aspects of the law. So then I thought, why not think about how our understanding of equality, or at least freedom, can be, you could say, enriched through an exposure to the values that come from outside liberalism. Well, I make some claims in my paper. For instance, my paper is divided into three parts. One, the problem, which is stated up there, and my reasons for the problem. I follow up with my proposition and what I would say the idea of public reason. Now, I see two general problems with the framework of rights that we have that are founded on freedom and equality. The one is of voluntaristic or voluntarist conception of persons as simply free and independent selves. Now, this comes from John Rawls. Very many other liberal theorists are similar to that. But I think this is a problem when dealing with an in-depth understanding of what it means to be truly free and equal over and above our political society. And I think liberalism is good. I think I actually support liberalism, but at a political level only. And I think it more has to be done at level of social relations. I think liberalism doesn't give much content as to what it means to be free and equal at a social level and over a political society level. Now, the first problem was a voluntaristic perception of human beings as simply free and equal, and that they don't have any, in a sense, moral or philosophical or cultural ties that define them. The second problem I see is the priority of right over good. And this as well comes from John Rawls. And the reason for this idea, basically the idea of the priority of right over the priority of good arises from his book and many of his lectures, but it comes out very strongly in his book Political Liberalism. They spoke about the idea of the state's function simply being that of ensuring peaceful and harmonious coexistence. And because in pluralistic societies, there are various, many actually, perceptions of the good life, of what the good means, and that these at times are antagonistic, the state must be neutral when it comes to its analysis or appreciation of the ways of life that considered to be what he calls comprehensive doctrines. And I think that this is unnecessarily restrictive of the good from political evaluation. I think there needs to be, especially in our framework of rights, a further evaluation of what the purpose of those rights are. I think the purpose of those rights has to enable us to achieve the good, which obviously is in many different forms. So therefore, I think our political debate often, I think there's a philosopher, Michael Sandel, who says what Rawls does is that he, by advocating for the neutrality of the state through the priority of right over good essentially impoverishes political debate. I've mentioned as well some of the reasons of the problem, the various problems, which I repeat, one, a voluntaristic perception of human beings as simply being free and independent, and secondly, the priority of right over good. Now, historically, liberalism has a lot to offer, and I think we must retain that, especially when it comes to do with the idea of exercise of public power. It does make sense from a political perspective to restrict what the state should do when it comes to understanding of what it means to achieve a certain way of life. And therefore, I think in that sense, priority of right over good may have some thing to offer us. But when it comes to the rights talk and the achieving of freedom, especially at the social level and the personal level, I think liberalism doesn't help us much. And therefore, I think more has to be done. And this is where my my proposition comes in. So I repeat again that freedom and equality is foundational to liberalism, as we understand it, is fine. However, freedom and equality at a personal level needs development. I also second those who, in a sense, they criticize liberalism for the fact that it claims total ownership of the terms freedom and equality. And I think other doctrines have something to offer about understanding of freedom and equality. I also think that our personal selves and social reality refers back to what Rawls would call our comprehensive doctrines, what our religious, cultural, philosophical, and moral ties. And these have something to say about what it means to be free and equal at a personal level. So therefore, I attack liberalism for the fact that it has the effect of, you can say bracketing, as Sandel says, bracketing our comprehensive doctrines from debate in political life. But I think it needs to be retained at a political level. There's a lot to offer. History has told us that if a state doesn't take up a neutral stand, at least with political questions, we have devastating effects. So there is my proposition that at least for understanding of freedom and equality at a personal level, we need to engage in a debate. A debate about various conceptions of the good life and what they can offer us for how best they can serve what I would call the common good. And I think this would, as I say there, give content and meaning to our rights, what our rights are, what they mean for us. And just to finish off, the debate that I propose should happen is one that should engage or should be done in a, using the language of public reason. Now, Rawls says a lot about public reason, and many philosophers say a lot about public reason, but I simply state it here as that which tells us what should be part of what our public political culture is, in the sense that which the state should sanction and adopt as being, in a sense, good for all of us. And that language, I state there, is a language that, on the one hand, has to respect what liberalism has already done at a political level, but I think, over and above that, that language should be, and I don't state in my paper what terminology that language should take up, or what grammar should be used in that language, but I think a language can be developed, at least according to what Rawls says, that enables us to speak to each other in terms that express our comprehensive doctrines in a way that all can accept as being of benefit to the common good. Now, I must agree that my paper is very much at a level of abstraction, and there are lots of examples that need to be given. But my proposition is simply this, that a debate needs to happen about our perceptions of good. It is not sufficient for us to simply say that let us be relativist about what good means for you and what good means for me. I think there is an objective minimum level of understanding of what freedom and equality can mean for us as a society. And that debate should be informed by our comprehensive doctrines. At least, and engagement in that debate should take place according to the language of all public reason. I think I will stop here and look forward to some of the comments and questions.